Overview. The 2016 Renault Zoe ZEQ210 is a cheeky all-electric supermini that carved a niche in Europe as an accessible and stylish city runabout. While never officially sold stateside, its Q210 trim was all about practicality, particularly its unique ability to rapidly AC charge. Think of it as a nimble urban warrior, perfect for darting through city streets. As it wasn't offered in the U.S., official new or used pricing in dollars isn't available, but it was positioned as an affordable EV in its home markets. What's new for 2016? For the 2016 model year, the Q210 variant of the Zoe was essentially a carryover, marking its final year of production. Renault had introduced the R240 motor in 2015, offering a smidge more range but with slower AC charging. The Q210, with its continental-sourced motor, stuck around for buyers who prioritized its standout feature, the Chameleon Charger, capable of gulping down up to 43 kilowatts from a compatible AC source. So no major shakeups for this specific trim, just its well-established urban EV charm. Design and exterior. The Zoe Q210 rocks a friendly, almost futuristic design for its time, looking every bit the modern electric city car. It's a compact hatchback with a distinctive front end, featuring large, expressive headlights and the prominent Renault Diamond logo hiding the charge port. Its dimensions are city-friendly, 160.8 inches long, a svelte 68.1 inches wide, mirrors folded, we presume, and 61.5 inches tall. The Q210 trim kept things neat and tidy, offering a charming European aesthetic that still looks fresh. Interior, tech, and cargo. Inside, the Zoe Q210 offers a surprisingly airy and modern cabin for a small car, with a minimalist dashboard centered around Renault's R-Link infotainment system. Passenger space is decent for four adults on shorter trips. You get a practical 11.9 cubic feet of trunk space, which expands to a generous 43.3 cubic feet with the rear seats folded down. No frunk here, though. Tech was contemporary for 2016, but don't expect standard Apple CarPlay or Android Auto from this era. Performance and driving experience. The Zoe Q210 is powered by a single permanent magnet synchronous motor, PMS, driving the front wheels, delivering 65 kilowatts, around 87 horsepower, and a punchy 162 pound-feet of torque. This translates to a 0 to 60 mph sprint in a leisurely 13 seconds, topping out at 84 miles per hour. It's no drag racer, but that instant electric torque makes it feel zippy and responsive in city traffic. The ride is generally comfortable, tuned for urban environments, and its compact size makes parking a dawdle. Range, battery, and charging. The Q210 trim features a 23.3 kilowatt usable battery pack, providing a Green Cars Compare estimated range of 98 miles, plenty for daily urban adventures. Efficiency is rated at a solid 4.21 miles per kilowatt hour. The Q210's party trick was its 43 kilowatt onboard AC charger using a European Type 2 Menicus port. If it were in the US, it would likely need a J772 port, and this high rate AC charging would be less common. This specific trim did not support DC fast charging. A full charge on a 43 kilowatt AC station could take under an hour. Safety and driver assistance features. The Renault Zoe achieved an impressive 5-star rating from Euro NCAP, showcasing its strong safety credentials for a car of its class. NHTSA ratings are unavailable as it wasn't sold in the US. Standard safety kit would include essentials like airbags, ABS, and stability control. For 2016, advanced driver assistance systems such as adaptive cruise control or lane keeping assist were generally not standard on small EVs like the Zoe, though some basic aids like parking sensors might have been available. Warranty and maintenance coverage. Since the Renault Zoe Q210 wasn't sold in the US, any warranty information would be specific to its European markets. Typically, Renault offered around a 5-year/60,000-mile warranty for the vehicle and an 8-year/100,000-mile warranty for the battery pack in Europe, often with a capacity guarantee. EV maintenance is generally lower than combustion cars due to fewer moving parts. However, US buyers wouldn't have official dealer support or warranty coverage for this imported model.